This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasang with the news headlines first. Chairman of Nepal Communist Party Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda denies endorsement of MCC pact without amendments. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel vows to defeat efforts to destabilize the country. Senior leader of Nepali Congress Ramchandra Pautel says keeping unity among all major challenges in the party. And US reports its first death from the new coronavirus in the northwest state of Washington. Now the news in detail. Chairman of the ruling Nepal Communist Party, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has clarified that the MCC will be passed only after amending some provisions. In a press meet organized by the press organization Nepal in Chowdhara, Chairman Dahal shared that the US and Nepal were enjoying age-old friendship, but the pact could not be accepted without amending some provisions. He further added that the MCC would be approved from the parliament following the recommendation of study task force formed by the party. On a different note, he clarified that the party vice chair Bamdev Gautam would be recommended to the National Assembly member. Senior leader of the Nepal Communist Party, Chalanath Khanal, has said all leaders and cadres should follow the party's decision. Speaking at a press meet in Nuwakot yesterday, leader Khanal added that there was no option but to implement the secretariat's decision. While responding to the queries of journalists on the recommendation of party vice chair Bamdev Gautam to the National Assembly member, leader Khanal said all leaders, including party chair and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, should follow the decision. He also reiterated that the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC grant could not be endorsed without amendment. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has said the government will move ahead as per the decision taken by the party and election manifesto prepared earlier. Addressing the oath-taking ceremony of the office bearers of Press Organization's Province 1 Committee in Sunsari yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said the government did not need to abide by every directive issued by the party. He further clarified that the Prime Minister was unwilling to implement the directive of the subsection of the party's secretariat, not of the secretariat. Meantime, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said the constitution amendment should be led based on the need and relevance, but not for the ease of a person. He also said a conspiracy was being hatched to destabilize the country and disputes in the party had germinated to push the country in confusion, claiming that the forces behind the conspiracy would be crushed. Senior leader of Nepali Congress Ramchandra Pautel has said the major challenge in the party is to keep it united. Addressing a province two-level senior cadres gathering in Birganj yesterday, leader Pautel accused the government of undermining democracy. Speaking at a program, General Secretary of Nepali Congress Dr. Shashanka Koirala, Treasurer Sita Devi Yadav, leaders Prakash Man Singh, Dr. Ram Sharan Mahat, Arjun Narsingh Kesi, Dr. Shekhar Koirala, Dr. Minendra Rizal and Suzata Koirala stressed on the unity in the party. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa has claimed the situation of peace, security and good governance has improved in the country. Addressing a state-level security seminar jointly organized by the Home Ministry and Gandaki State Ministry of Internal Affairs and Law in Pokhara yesterday, Home Minister Thapa also claimed that even international organizations had verified the improved security situation and good governance. He further said the government was preparing to unveil Nepal's political map, incorporating Kalapani, Limpia Dhura and Lipu Lake as its territory. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर।
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है?
उहाँ त बिहानै हो। हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न, म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है।
हस् हस् भाउजू।
ओए वाइफाई होला नि, पासवर्ड माग्न।
है त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि।
ए हो र,
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Chief Justice Cholinder Samser Rana has said a five-year plan has been formulated by the Supreme Court to reform the judiciary, and it is in the phase of implementation. While inaugurating a newly constructed office building of the Baglung District Court in Balewa yesterday, Chief Justice Rana reminded that the plan would also enforce the commitment he made in the parliamentary hearing committee before his appointment to the post of Chief Justice. He further said efforts were made to make all courts technology friendly for smart work performance. The government has given priority to the physical infrastructure development endeavours concerning several national pride projects, including Mid-Hilly Highway, Postal Highway, North-South Highway, Galchi-Raswagadi Roadway, Madan Bhandari Highway and Kali-Gandaki Corridor. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport has reported 24.13% capital expenditure in the past 7 months in the implementation of the projects undertaken by the Department of Roads. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Bashanta Kumar Nembang said the ministry had secured inter-ministry coordination to accelerate the project implementation. As Nembang shared during first 100 days of his office in the ministry, 18 kilometers of road under the Mid-Hilly Highway has been blacktopped, 6 bridges have been constructed, 8 bridges were under construction, and 8 projects relating to bridge construction were in the implementation phase. Similarly, 48 kilometers road under the important postal highway has been constructed, with the building of 5 bridges along the highway. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. The US has reported its first death from the new coronavirus in the northwest state of Washington. Officials said the patient was a man in his 50s with underlying health conditions. US President Donald Trump said more cases were likely, but that the US was prepared for any circumstances. Officials said they were expanding travel restrictions on Iran and urged Americans to avoid hot-hit parts of Italy and South Korea. More than 85,000 coronavirus cases have been reported in 57 countries around the world, and almost 3,000 deaths according to the World Health Organization. The vast majority of the infections and deaths were in China, where the virus emerged late last year. US officials and Taliban representatives have signed an agreement after months of negotiations in Qatar capital that is aimed at ending the United States' longest war fought in Afghanistan since 2001. Saturday's agreement, signed in Doha in the presence of leaders from Pakistan, Qatar, Turkey, India, Indonesia, Uzbekistan and Tajikistan, would pave the way for the US to gradually withdraw its troops. The two sides have long wrangled over the US demand for ceasefire before the signing of the agreement, which has 4 points, a timeline of 14 months for the withdrawal of all US and NATO troops from Afghanistan. A Taliban guarantee that Afghan soil will not be used as a launch pad that would threaten the security of the US. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hill regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions towards afternoon. Chances of light snowfall at a few places of the western high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 24.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Chairman of Nepal Communist Party Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand denies endorsement of MCC Pact without amendments. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel vows to defeat efforts to destabilize the country. Senior leader of Nepali Congress Ramchandra Powder says keeping unity among all major challenges in the party. And U.S. reports its first death from the new coronavirus in the northwest state of Washington. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.